The stockbroker Davies is up for sale, but will this bring a sorry chapter for the company to an end and provide a fresh start? Let's hear more from our business editor, Will Goodbody. There's been speculation about a sale after the central bank fine and key resignations at Davies, Will. Now a board decision that the company will be sold. Why?
Well, essentially, Anya, it's been seen as a key step in restoring trust in the business. I mean, Davies clearly in a very deep crisis of its own making at this point. And let's for a second just remember how much has happened over the past 10 days. I mean, just on Monday of last week, Davies was the largest stockbroker in the country, trusted with a strong reputation, valued at as much as €400 million. The following day, it was hit with that large fine from the central bank and extremely trenchant criticism about its behaviour. By Saturday, three of its most senior figures, including its CEO, had resigned. By Monday, the National Treasury Management Agency was pulling its authorization to act as a primary dealer in government bonds. Then Davies itself closed its bond desk, made four people redundant. We heard more criticism of it from the central bank on Tuesday at the Oireachtas Committee. And all the while, the public, politicians, staff and clients have been understandably asking searching questions about how all this could have happened. So in that short space of time, the firm has lost a huge amount of its credibility, trust and goodwill. And now a step on the road to restoring all of that did come with the remaining 16 members of staff who were in the consortium that was involved in this controversial transaction in 2014, leaving the company in recent days. But the difficulty is that some of those people and others involved in this controversy who had already left Davies still hold a significant portion of Davies' shares. So both in order to help settle the business for staff, customers and the public, restore trust and to make sure those at the centre of the controversy don't retain any involvement going forward, the best option the board seems to think is to sell the group, and the shareholders obviously agree.
And Bank of Ireland, of course, used to have a majority stake in Davies before the management buyout. So presumably they're interested in buying. Are there others?
Yeah, I mean, that Bank of Ireland has been linked with it in recent days. Both Bank of Ireland, though, and Davies have declined to comment. In many ways, it would seem a good fit on paper. As you say, it used to own 90% until 2006. Davies would bring fresh revenue streams from different services at a time when banks are struggling to make decent profits from traditional lending. It could also bring new clients as well. That said, there will be likely other potential suitors, both domestic and from overseas. I mean, names like Irish Life and Swiss wealth manager Julius Baer, Brewin Dolphin, and others have also been mentioned as firms that could potentially take a look. The concern for staff, of course, is that Davies could be broken up with different parts sold to different buyers. But I think whoever buys it, the process will take many months. There are still many unanswered questions. There's an independent internal inquiry about to be launched. And so extremely rigorous due diligence will have to be done before any deal is inked. It's likely any deal would involve a staggered series of payments, though, with some money held back for a time as a kind of insurance. Important to note, too, that the deal to sell would require 75% backing from the shareholders.
And reaction from the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, finally, Will.
Yeah, he said last night that he's supportive of the announcement that it's up for sale. He said Davies, an important financial services firm employing around 700 people, has a diverse range of institutional, retail, charity, credit union and corporate clients. And it's important to have a stable, well-managed local stockbroking community to support Indigenous companies. So it's clear the government wants this situation to settle down quickly so that it doesn't get dragged any further into dealing with it. And that as the minister said, the stockbroking community here is strong and robust.
All right, that's our business editor, Will Goodbody.